AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Welcome back to You Had to Be There, the podcast where we deep dive into the world of the music industry. I'm your host, Julia Gottberg. After a short little summer hiatus, I'm super excited to be back and introduce my latest guest, Erica Devora. Erica is the powerhouse behind Gioia Communications, a PR agency for artists. The name Gioia, which is Italian for joy, perfectly captures the passion for music she has that's carried her throughout her entire life. Enjoy the episode and be sure to check out Erica's curated playlist, which features some of the artists who she works with and some of her other favorites, which you can find in the episode show notes. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to follow along on Instagram at You Had to Be There Pod, and I'll catch you next time.
Hi, my name is Erica Devora. I own the music PR agency Gioia Communications. I'm based in Connecticut.
Well, very cool. I'm so glad we could connect, and I'm really excited to have you on. I haven't had a lot of guests from like the PR perspective, so I think it will be really, really interesting to kind of hear your background. Can you talk a little bit about what your relationship with music was like growing up?
I think like music was always just part of me. I'm sure so many people say that and have this experience. So yeah, it was just in me. I always loved listening to music. My mom's side of the family was very musical, grew up playing piano. Yeah, it was just always something that was really important to me, and I've gotten a lot of joy from it.
Did you play music with the intention of ever like wanting to perform, or was it just sort of like cathartic?
No, I'm so shy. When I would play when I was growing up, and even now, like I can't do it around anybody, and my family would always be like, oh, why don't you play piano for us? Like, no, that's okay.
That definitely resonates with me. I've always was the same way growing up with like singing and playing piano. Yeah, sometimes it's just very personal, you know?
Yeah. So I have a lot of respect for people who can perform and
totally.
Yeah.
So like that, yeah, that definitely resonates. And I think also people do say a lot like music was sort of just always with them, but like I think that's a testament to just like how much that concept is like intuitive, because it just kind of finds you, and like then you don't know exactly what you're gonna end up doing with it, but like it ends up being a very important theme in a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, it's very powerful, and I think sometimes we forget that, because it's just always around. Like everywhere you go, every store you go into, there's always music. There's music everywhere, and so it just becomes part of the background. But as an art, it's very powerful.
Absolutely. When did you consider music being part of your career?
Even when I was in high school, like music was always so important to me that I knew that I had to find my way into it somehow in a career. But music isn't something that is really talked about as a career. Like I, at least for me, I didn't through high school and college, I didn't hear about different jobs in the music industry.
Right.
You know? And so the thought I had was if I wanted to be in music, I had to be in a big city or work for a big company. I wasn't sure if that would quite fit my personality, I guess. Because it's a certain environment. Yeah, so I always I always had this feeling in my gut, like I belong in music, but I wasn't sure how to get into it. And when I was in college, I majored in English because my other interest was in writing in books. I was always a big reader. Mm-hmm. So being like a book editor or in publishing always appealed to me too. So when I graduated and I was looking for jobs, I think around that time it was like it is now, social media and blogging and stuff was a way to establish yourself and to develop skills. So I started a music blog and I kind of found my way to PR that way, because when you run a blog, you start meeting like publicists, managers. It opened up a whole world for me and introduced me to all these different areas of the music industry that I never knew existed.
Yeah.
And PR especially, like the only knowledge that I had of PR was like if you're watching TV and some celebrity did something wrong or something happened, right. Like you'd hear, right. Oh, well, the publicist or the, you know, shared a statement or, you know, something like right. that. Yeah, it was not, and it's not a career that is really in front of you when you're going through school, at least not in my experience. When I started my blog, I started meeting publicists. I was like, this is perfect for me. This job is perfect because, of course, it's in music and you're able to support artists. And then it also combines, it's a lot of writing. So, you know, that was my other interest. So I was able to combine two things that I really loved.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it felt like the right fit for me.
That makes a lot of sense. What was your relationship like with writing, like growing up and like the, I guess like the internet and the blog culture, like before you realized that was kind of the career path you were interested in?
You know, when I was in school, I was never really a school person. I did well, but I was never like someone who really loved being in a classroom. Like I love learning, but I do like doing stuff on my own, like reading. And I don't know if I really loved it when I was in school. Because, you know, you're in school, you're having to do assignments and learn about certain subjects, and
yeah,
you're being forced to read and do stuff. So I think I was always that. I'm certainly not a math and science person.
Yes, it's relatable. Yeah, same.
So it's more writing oriented, but
right.
I think that after it was when I started blogging is when I really developed more of a love for it. And I didn't come into blogging at the very beginning. Like I started my blog in 2015.
Okay.
So I think when I started my blog was when I was really, because I was able to like write about stuff I was passionate about. And so I think when you're finally able to do that, like I think grow more too, because there was, yeah. I tried to like stick to like the journalism rules and stuff like that, but you're not like getting graded.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so there was more freedom and more room for me to grow and explore and find my voice and stuff like that. So
that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
I always, of course, always loved listening to music, but when I started my blog, it was really what really fascinated me. Even before that, what really interested me was like, I think it was the people behind the music. So when I started my blog, everything I wrote about, it was focused on the music itself, but also about the people behind it. So like why they were writing what they were writing, or what their backgrounds, I guess, that how that shaped their style and stuff like that. Because I think you hear a song sometimes and you're not always thinking about the person or the people behind it. You know, that was something too, where I was interested not only in the artist, but like the producers and the songwriter.
Right.
Everybody involved in making music was interesting to me. And starting the blog gave me the opportunity to talk to more of those people and learn about how they got into music and how they approached, I guess, creating art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it makes a lot of sense. I think like you're incorporating, I can see how it all kind of comes together, because it's like, it's very much the journalism perspective of like music, where it's sort of like the who, what, where, when, why, how of it all.
Yeah.
Just like, it's like, yeah, like you want to kind of like uncover everything about it other than it just being like, oh, that song is catchy.
Right. My dad is Italian from Italy, so I grew up with two cultures. Mm. My mom is American, so I grew up with the American culture, but also with the Italian culture, and listening to music from Italy, even when I was really little. And so that also, I think, influenced everything, where I wanted to learn more from musicians and artists in other parts of the country. So when I started the blog, I was very international focused, like music.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it was a lot of Italian, a lot of Latin music, indie artists from here, of course, and established art. It was a big mix of everything, but always had a focus on international.
That's really interesting. Actually, one of my good friends who was on the podcast, she has a podcast where she interviews international musicians and artists. You just learn so much from like that international perspective.
Yeah. And I always felt like in the United States, I guess before this new Latin explosion, like, and that's right when I was starting my blog too, like right before
it,
I felt like, you know, we didn't have the exposure here to all of the international music the same way that maybe some other countries had. And even, you know, I grew up listening to Italian music, but what I had was like cassette tapes that we had to buy in Little Italy or people had to bring over here from Italy. And so Spotify has helped that, and YouTube, but I figured like other people here were looking for music from other countries too. And that's also part of why I started.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's like, we're so accustomed to the convenience of like accessibility now with like these streaming platforms and on demand, like music discovery. But I think I can imagine, especially around that time period where I guess streaming was just starting, or maybe it had been established for a couple of years at that point.
Yeah. It was hard to access still.
Right. Like you kind of still needed people to advocate for that, which makes a lot of sense of like why that would draw inspiration. Yeah. To create a blog. So what kind of content were you writing? Like, was it reviews or like interviews? Like what? Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of interviews, because like I said, like I really wanted to get to know the people behind the music. So it was more interviews than reviews, and not even really reviews. Like I did more new music features, so it would be about the release, just like highlighting new releases and stuff. I would do reviews here and there, but I think I was just really more interested in interviews.
What was that like? What was the interview process, or like, I guess, like if you were, let's say you found a song you really like and then you knew you wanted to write about it, like how would you go about it?
That's a good question. If I found a song that I liked, I would write about, here's this song by this artist, and this is where this artist is from, and it's very hard to put into words, I guess. But I think I just really would just write what I felt.
Yeah, but like, I guess, like, how would you find, like, how would you reach out to them? Like,
if it wasn't something I was finding on my own, like on YouTube or I don't know, probably YouTube more than Spotify. I was getting, as I started posting more and more, I was started getting pitches from publicists. That's how I discovered PR, right? So I would just go through my emails and go through all the pitches. And I think that's probably most of what I started covering was releases that I was getting from artists that were being pitched.
That must have felt pretty validating to start like getting pitches that
Oh,
you
it was
got
so
to choose from.
exciting.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It really opened
Yeah.
up my world, and I got to meet a lot of people that I would not have met before.
Yeah. That is what's amazing about music is there's such like a built-in network, but it's like you have to kind of find it yourself, but once you do, you like tap into such a community in that sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I guess, yeah, going from there and into PR, like, can you talk a little bit about, yeah, like, when did the PR side kind of come into play?
So as I started interviewing artists and I started connecting with publicists, I met people who, some publicists that were willing to take a chance on me, I guess. So that's how I worked for a small PR agency for 4 or 5 years before I started my own agency. I was covering her artists. And then she was like, "Oh, you're always welcome to intern." And I started with an as an intern, and then worked my way up to a senior publicist with her.
Wow.
And then I started my own agency. At the same time, I had met some amazing publicists in Latin music, and so a big part of my work has been in Latin and writing. Supporting other PR agencies, writing press releases.
When did you kind of have the idea of starting your own?
I think like I had always wanted to have my own business, even like I think even when I was in college, and my mom has always said too, like that she always thought I was going to own my own business. And I
Oh,
never,
wow.
I think sometimes I'd be like, I think it's natural to doubt yourself and
For
think, how
sure.
can I really do that? It felt like such a dream and so far-fetched
Right.
when you're working for other people in certain contexts. You have to kind of follow what they're doing, right? And like any job, like you have to follow policies and whatever,
Right.
But I think really when I decided that I wanted to start my agency, really came down to I wanted to grow more and explore and try different stuff that I wasn't doing with the agency that I left.
Right.
And really, when I did start my agency, my world opened up even more. And it was, of course, terrifying.
Yeah.
The good thing too was I was already kind of running my own business, and I was doing all that work in Latin, so I wasn't starting from zero, right? And I'd already been in the industry as a blogger, as a publicist, so I wasn't starting from like I don't know what I'm doing, like
No, totally. Yeah. You were utilizing like all the information you learned for sure.
And I had also, I'm based in Connecticut, so something that was very important to me when I did start my agency was to get into the scene here and to be able to work more closely with artists than I was before. When I was with that other agency, my clients were all over the United States, and I would
Right.
like it's still good. Like I loved the clients I had and was really great. But I think when you're able to be in person with them and support them, and you're able to go to their shows and have meetings,
Right.
it's just completely different. And so being able to do that has helped me grow in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And it has made my job more fun, I think.
Yeah, I would imagine. It must make it just feel more real too. Like, okay, this is what I'm like supporting, or like this is they like you just can kind of build that connection with the artist to understand what their goals are with their own music too, I would imagine.
Exactly. Yeah, it really like added another level where I'm like, I know who these people are. Yeah, and so that helps me be a better publicist because I'm able to get to know them on such a different level.
Totally.
And of course, I still work with artists from everywhere. Last year, I worked with an artist who was based in Australia.
Oh, wow.
I really, like I said, it was important for me to be able to get into the scene here. And it's crazy because I've lived in Connecticut my whole life. And I had never, you know, it's all this music scene is all over the place. But if you're not looking for it, I think you miss it.
Yeah, I agree.
I had never, I'm like, I know there's a scene here. I just have to find it. Right. And I found it. I was like, wow, I've been missing a lot.
Right. It was there and right in front of you. And you didn't even know. Yeah.
Like, how did I miss this? Yeah.
Yeah. What is the, like, is it?
So there's the town I live in, they have a little free newspaper magazine thing they send out once a month. And it's all focused on business and what's going on. And so one day, and this was right after I left the other agency I was with, and I was like, okay, now I have to figure out what to do next, right? So, and this was the first week, no, it was like New Year's Day or new around that, like the first few days of January in 2023. And that little newspaper was on my table, and I don't read it a lot because it highlights local businesses, but it's maybe not everybody would be interested.
Right.
Like, fine details, I guess, of city names or whatever. And so the cover of this one was about how they just finished remodeling the big library. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Cause this, like, I've been going to my whole life and I love it. Right. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to open this and read it. And so I opened it and I came across this one article about a new record label that just started in my town.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God. Right. So that was something like.
That's wild.
Yeah. There's not really a big music scene in my town. Like really nothing. That I knew of. But it was always something I was like, God, I wish there was like a music venue or something here. And so I saw this article. I was like, what? This is crazy. So I messaged them on Instagram. It's a record label and a recording studio. And I messaged them just being like, I just want to meet them. And I've never been in a recording studio. Like, I would love just to be able to go see it. And now I've been working with them for the past 2 years.
That's amazing. Wow. Yeah.
And then through them, I've met a lot of other great local bands. And I just, the timing of it was so crazy. I was like, wow, this is, I guess it was meant to be, you know?
Yeah, no, 100%. Because it's just like, what are the chances of that? Like, you're just looking at like little newspaper and then that's what you find. That's crazy.
Yeah. And the timing was so crazy. Like, I just left the other.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I got to find new clients. Wow. And figure out how to make this work. And then it was like literally presented to me.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And it like benefits them so greatly too, which is amazing.
We have a great relationship and they're doing a lot of cool things. Like they just opened a, they're called Black Barrel Records, and they just opened a really cool shop with guitar repair and vinyl. Like they sell vinyl records and
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's been really fun to be able to grow alongside them too and grow together.
Absolutely. So I guess like generally for someone who doesn't know much about PR, if you were to explain it to someone who doesn't really know it, and especially in the context of the music industry, like what does your like, I wouldn't say like day to day, but like what does your job description look like?
Yeah, so I think PR, and I know like some of my other fellow cis friends, we always have trouble with this question
because
it's so hard to explain for some reason, but really like, I think at the root of it is like, you're just hyping people up, right?
Mm.
Celebrating them and like getting other people excited about them.
Yeah,
so,
I like that.
Yeah. I think that's the easiest way to explain. So yeah, and it, like I said, it's a lot of writing. It's writing press releases and pitches, and you're really like taking a release or a piece of news, like a tour or a show, and you're trying to build up hype and buzz around it. And really, and at the core, as the publicist, you look for the story and the angles. See what you think is going to resonate with podcasts and blogs and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, finding like the newsworthy pieces of it while presenting the artists.
What is the collaboration side of like working with the artists? Like, do you meet with them to talk about like what they want to convey or like
what? Yeah, so I think with every release we talk about, okay, like what, like if it's a single, like what's the meaning of this song? Is it's a single, but is it going to be part of an album? What are we doing with it? We're promoting it, we're looking for blogs and podcasts, but are we focusing on a certain geographic area? For example, the bands I'm working with here in Connecticut, we're still getting features and interviews with outlets that are around the US, but we always have a focus in Connecticut in the Northeast because that's where we are. So we're starting from home and growing out, I guess, right? So that's like setting up radio play and interviews with colleges here, you know, promoting their shows here and trying to get press out to review the shows. PR, I guess, I'm so bad at explaining this. But
it's hard to explain.
Very hard to explain because a lot goes into it, but 100%. It's really like, it's something, PR is something that works over time. So like you start with one, you're promoting one single and then you build up from there, I guess, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah, it definitely does.
Yeah, and all the momentum builds on each other and keeps growing and start pulling in different, like, oh well, maybe like we want to do more radio for this single, or we want to focus more, we're doing a tour and we want to focus on getting like the live show reviews, or
which I can see why that's so important to have like such direct communication with the artists themselves to kind of just get an understanding of like A, like who they are, and B, like what their goals and hopes are, and like you're the one that's kind of helping execute it. So
yeah,
it's super important.
Yeah, like that. If you're trying to break into other markets, then we try to like get more press in those areas. And
like if they have a tour coming up, I would imagine, or like announcing a tour, like then you would want to target like a certain area or like push it maybe for a certain vent towards like where the venues are and things like that. What are like some, I would imagine there's a lot of challenges that come with this too, like what I guess, like like what's the challenging side of it?
There's plenty of challenges, I think. And I think, you know, what's really the hardest thing is that for an artist's career, there's a lot of pieces of the puzzle, you know, that all have to work together. And this is something that I tell all of my clients all of the time, right? I'm like, okay, yeah, we're doing PR, but then you have the social media, and then you have the shows, and all of those pieces have to be going pretty continuously and be working together. And if you drop one of those pieces, then things start getting shaky. Right. And so I think for artists and bands, like it's easy to, because you're really, if you're an artist or a band in today's world, you're doing a lot, right? Like you're writing the music, you're producing it, maybe you're booking the shows, you're planning the tour, you're doing the social media, right?
Yeah.
Wearing all the hats. And so it's very easy to let one part of that go for a minute while you're working on something else. you need all the pieces going for all of, for everything to be functioning as best as it can be. So right. I think that's one of the biggest challenges, is to just make sure that all of those, like everything is working at the same
time. Yeah, because there's so many moving parts. Yeah. It's like you kind of have to keep everyone accountable for what they need to do while also keeping yourself accountable for the PR side of it in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, yeah. And I think too, with the bands that I'm working with in Connecticut, I'm working with them very closely because we're able to see each other. I think that I, more than I used to, have been that person, like reminding them, like, mm-hmm. about this, don't forget to do this, like, you know, like, yeah. just I'm really like, I think too, publicists are just like a cheerleader, right? At the end of the day,
right. Yeah,
you know, and I really do, all of my clients, I believe in them so much and I want them to succeed, like, with all of my heart, right? So it's just, I'm just there to support them in like whatever way, mm-hmm. Because I know like they're doing so much. That's a huge, it's a challenge to keep everything going.
Right. Yeah. Right. A lot to juggle and like monitor and stay on top of. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Especially because it's like you, yeah, you genuinely are passionate about it too. It's like you want them to succeed. Not just because it's your job, but I'm sure like because you believe in it so much too.
Yeah. And I think too, on the, my PR brain, you know, if things aren't moving at a pace that I guess that I would like them to be moving, you know, then I feel like, oh, I can't, you know, I want to keep, stay on a schedule.
Right.
And keep them on a release schedule, I guess. Right. And, it's a lot goes into making stuff happen, I guess, is really totally. The you know, but the biggest challenge is just making sure everything is moving together so it, they can keep growing, right?
And
my job as the publicist is to make sure that everything is moving along the way it should be. I took a very long way to get to that, but
that's okay. I think that's like, yeah, that's part of it too. It's like, I think in these jobs that are so fast paced, it can be really hard to like step back and like recognize sort of like everything. So it is like, you're not the first person to be like, wait, I have to like really think about this, because you're just like in such a cycle of it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When are like moments do you find yourself kind of being like
I guess like moments, maybe I was going to say like gratitude, but maybe even beyond that, like what kind of keeps you going?
I love that question. I think like really when I started getting into the Connecticut scene is when I really felt like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And this is what makes me happy. And I feel like my best self.
That's awesome.
And I've been really lucky too. The bands that I have met have just been so amazing and so easy to work with.
Mm.
Any job, there's challenges, like
for sure
we talked about. But yeah, I think just every time I get to do something in person with them, whether it's going to a show or we've done interviews at local colleges, those are always
so
fun, you know. Yeah. And I'm always so proud of them, like they I see them having fun, and the DJs have all been so great and so supportive of local music and the bands I'm working with. Yeah, it just makes me really happy to see that they are, the bands I'm working with are getting recognized.
Right.
And that they're, I'm able to help them. I'm able to open up opportunities for them that where they could talk about their music. And I don't know. It's just, I just love it so much. Like, it's just, it fills me with a lot of joy.
I love hearing that. And I was going to say, kind of like ties back into you saying you're like a cheerleader for them.
Yeah,
you're just like, it's not to discredit any of like the effort and work that you've contributed to them, but it's sort of like at that phase in the promotional side, like you're kind of stepping back and letting them do their thing, and that just must feel so rewarding.
Yeah, I'm just always so proud, even though I am hard on them sometimes, because I know what they're capable of. So I really just want them to succeed, but I'm
totally
every day I'm so proud of them, you know.
I love that. I imagine that people don't always have that much like gratitude in it. Like, it just becomes like, I think that like really means a lot to the artist too, that like that shows, because I mean, I've worked in like in a label where I've seen kind of the other end of it, where there's just so much going on and so less like hands-on support. And it can really, I think, just make such a difference when you have that and have that person that's like hard on you, but in a way that's because they care. And like exactly what you said, you know that they're capable of so much.
Yeah, it was always very important to me to be able to be hands-on with whoever I'm working with. And yeah, it's just to be able to be there, because I think you're an artist or band in today's world, you have to do so much and there's so much competition too.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's exhausting, I think, to having to keep up with everything and to keep up with the social media and all that's constantly changing, and TikTok thing and everything. Like, it's a lot. And then competing, having to compete on Spotify. And
there's so many
artists now and so much music out there, and just like trying to find a way to break through it all, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard. And so I just really, my ultimate goal is just to support them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and just be like, we got this. You got this.
Yeah. That actually ties really, you literally said it. I was going to say and ask you next about like your thoughts on social media, especially coming from like the blogging era. It's so different now. And so hard to keep up with, and I'm like very biased because I find it really difficult. But like, yeah, like how has like social media played into your role, I guess?
Yeah, so part of my job is not just, I don't just set up the interviews and reviews, right? I'm also like trying to, I guess, I just, yeah, I'm making sure that their social media is where it needs to be.
Yeah.
And so I think the most important thing to remember with social media is just to be consistent on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the social media, of course, is one of the big pieces of the puzzle, working with the PR and the shows and the music and everything. This is one of the best tools to get seen, but it's also very, like everything else, very challenging to navigate, and it's easy to get frustrated, like with the algorithm changes and everything. Like, you put all this time into making a post that doesn't get the engagement that you want it to, and then they keep changing rules about what's going to push your posts in the algorithm.
Right.
It's just like, it's so much to keep up with. Yeah, I mean, I also teach a class through a community college. It's a social media certificate course. So I have to stay up to date.
Oh man.
On social media for that too. And so yeah, I do my best. Like, I know I have not completely mastered social media. I don't know if anyone really has.
Exactly.
Always changing. Yeah. I'm doing my best. And I do my best to advise my clients on what to do, I guess.
Yeah.
I have to run my own Instagram too for my business.
Right. Yeah, I feel like every time I think I have like the slightest fraction of figuring out something, it switches, like the algorithm changes.
Yeah, and I definitely feel that from probably every artist I've ever worked with in my whole career. Like, the social media is always such a challenge.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Even just getting them to post sometimes can be the biggest challenge.
Yeah, that too, you know. I think it's one of those things where it doesn't feel maybe as urgent as something else, like actually making the music.
Right.
So it's easy to be like, oh, I'm going to post tomorrow or I'm going to post next week. And then it's something that I think is easy to push off for anybody, really.
Right.
Because there's also the part of it that is a little bit toxic and being like, it's easy to get wrapped up in. Like, it's like the whole world now, it's a very fast paced, like you're scrolling on Instagram and you're just constantly getting bombarded with information, and not all of it is right or good, you know?
Right. So, exactly.
Yeah. So I think, you know, sometimes maybe artists don't need or want that clouding up their creative mind. At the same time, it's something that's very important for them to do. So I'm also trying to find ways and services that I can add on that can help and fill in gaps and make it easier.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's a whole job in itself, I feel like.
Yeah, it really is. But yeah, it's just, you know, unfortunately something everybody has to deal with. And you know, we all, I think it's a love hate relationship with it.
Yeah. I think that's been like the universal consensus from everyone I've had on the podcast, is it's such a love hate relationship.
Yeah.
Mostly hate. But like, as a consumer, I like it, but it's just, yeah, even for me, I find it very challenging.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, yeah, I think it really just feels like a constant uphill battle.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What are you looking forward to, or like hoping for? Yeah, I guess like your career in music, or it could be like more specific to your firm, or just, yeah, like what are you hoping for the future wise?
I think just to keep growing and to keep learning. Like, there's always stuff to learn, and PR, I think, and social media, of course, is it moves very fast and it's always changing. I just want to keep growing. I want my business to keep growing, and I want to be able to keep growing as a publicist.
Yeah, that's amazing. And like, do you see yourself working with more, like growing your roster in that sense?
Yes. Yeah, I'm always open to new clients. And yeah, I love being busy, and I love when I have a lot of releases to work on. So I'm always like, my job is a huge part of me. And I just like, the more work, the better, I think.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like someone spoken like a true PR person.
Very, very. My best friend works in PR, and it reminds me a lot of her. She's like, I always like being busy. I think that's amazing, though. It's like you thrive off of it.
Yeah, I think when it, you know, there are slow seasons in PR, and during those times, it's very difficult, and I get very sad. Like, well, you know, I always want something to be working on. So,
yeah. Well, that's exciting. I'm excited for what's to come for you. To wrap things up, I like to ask everyone if you had to give your music career so far an album title, what would you name it?
I think, and this is something too, where it's just like something that I hold on to through life in general, but I think also for my music career, it would be called Everything's Gonna Work Out.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if you don't know how, it has a way of working out in mysterious. Yeah. Even maybe you'll find it in your local newspaper flyer. Well, awesome. Yeah, that's really great. Thank you so much for coming on. I think this will be super interesting for people to learn more about. Yeah, just like the inside scoop of what goes on behind the scenes, whether it's like an artist they like or they're interested in learning more for their own careers, it will be really, really interesting for them to hear.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun.
Of course.